Jesus, books, and frappuccinos. It's the start of a brand new week, and you know what that means. It's time for Music Monday. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. And if you are new,
hi, hello,
I'm Maddie, and this is Jesus, Books, and Frappuccinos, a podcast by a small town girl who's sharing the love of Jesus with everyone she meets. Today, it's Music Monday, a day where we share a song with you and the stories behind them. So grab your speakers and open your hearts, and let's get started. Today's song is a little older, but still a very good and impactful song. It's called Forever by Carrie Job. Since its release in 2014, the song has been featured on the radio many, many times and has an astonishing 69 million views on YouTube. In 2015, this song was nominated for Song of the Year by the GMA Dove Awards. Now, this song is a little longer than our others, but it is so worth the listen. So turn up your speakers, raise your hands, unless you're driving, please keep them on the wheel, and just raise the hands of your heart, and let's worship with Carrie Job for the next 7 minutes.
The Son of God was made.
sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb has overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb has overcome. We sing hallelujah.
Song, it really gets my heart going and in the mood to study and worship Jesus more. And now for my favorite part of Music Mondays, we are going to learn the story behind this incredible song. About 8 years ago, Carrie Jo put out an interview when the song was released on her YouTube page, sharing the story behind her single Forever. Here it is from Carrie Jo herself. The story behind the incredible song, Forever.
The moon and stars, they wept. The morning sun was dead. The savior of the world was far.
I'm really excited about my new song, Forever. I wrote this song with Brian Johnson and a couple other people. And Brian and I actually started the song. We had the verse and he had the pre-chorus and chorus. We just had the melodies, but we talked about a theme. And the thing that we kept saying was forever, just talking about how forever Jesus will be lifted high and worshiped and glorified, and that his story of him coming to earth to die for our sins, we wanted to paint a picture for that. And so we just wanted it to be really poetic and really beautiful. And I think that it does that. It paints a picture of the crucifixion. But what it really does is it just, I think, makes the enemy mad because it says, you know what, you're defeated and you have no authority and no control, and Jesus is the name above all names, forever he is glorified. And it comes from Revelation 5:13, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and glory and honor forever and ever. Amen. So I'm excited about this song.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we did making it. Be sure to follow us on all social medias at Jesus Book Frappuccinos so you never miss any updates. We'd love to hear from you. Click the link in the description below to send us a voice message, and you could be aired and featured on the podcast. Until next time, keep sharing Jesus with everyone you meet. Remember, love God, love people, and we'll see you next time. Bye.